This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And it's a pretty beautiful day today, Thursday. And you are listening to 107.7 WTPL. And you can also stream us live at WTPLFM.com all around the world. And you know what? We're going to open it up right now to our Mother's Day contest that's happening. And we're going to take a qualifier for the Pulse Mother's Day contest. Our grand prize winner will win an overnight stay at the Gunstock Inn in Guildford, complete with dinner and spa services. So if you are caller 6 right now at 866-823-1077, we're going to give you a $20 gift certificate to Express Jewelry Center. That's located at 44 North Main Street in Concord. And then you are going to go into the grand prize drawing, which will take place on Friday morning, May 8th. So again, the number, 866-823-1077. And we'd also like to thank Express Jewelry Center and the Gunstock Inn. So let's open the phone lines
caller
and give
six,
us a call.
Right?
Yeah, caller number 6, 866-823-1077. There we go. All right.
It's always more fun to say caller 95. But
I know, right?
Be here for, well, probably 10 minutes longer. Well, that's a very nice for Mother's Day. Hope everybody is making plans one way or the other to take care of Mom.
Well, I'm going to Casey's.
Casey's Rib Shack?
I'm going to Casey's.
Oh, because Moms Eat Free,
there's
right?
There's Moms Eat Free. That's where Daryl said he was going to take me.
Big spender, that boy, huh? That's so funny. Hey, it's a good day for me because I didn't run out of gas. Last week at this time, I shared the story of getting down to zero on my gauge and the Big E. And then when I filled it up, there was still 2.5 gallons based on, you know, what the manual says and what I put into it. So today I was down to 18 miles. I said, why bother? But I did anyway. So, I mean, it probably had another 70 or 80 miles. So that's a good day. 2 weeks in a row, didn't run out of gas.
Yeah, phew. And, okay, where's the tuna sandwich?
Well, I didn't bring it.
Because you did show up today, so you're alive.
Oh, yes, that's very true. For those that missed it, I made a tuna fish sandwich and left it on the counter yesterday. I was going to have it as a snack here at the station. Instead, we were fed, of course, by Chef Patrick.
Yes.
Anyway, however, I did make something yesterday that I'll be sharing with you.
Ooh. You did? Ooh.
Now, don't those look good?
They do.
This is, it's mixed nuts with sriracha and another coating. We have a guest, probably the authority on sriracha. Wow. He's written 2 cookbooks, Randy Clements. California, moving to New Hampshire. So I went into the book and said, I got to make something and bring it to the man. I've never done that before. I never made something out of a cookbook and let the chef try it. So we'll do that. There's sugar. That's why they glisten like that and they look. But I'm saying, whoa, did I make these? And they're really good.
They look pretty good.
So we'll let him try some.
Yeah.
We'll let the mayor try some, I suppose.
Sure. Don't tell him there's sriracha in it.
Well, I have to make a confession. I don't think I used enough sriracha because it doesn't have much kick to it. Everything else about them is great. Everything else is right. The texture, everything is right. But I think, well, I'll discuss it when our guest is here in an hour. Right. And maybe he can give me some clues on how to kick up the heat on that.
There you go. Yeah. Well, today's food holiday is National Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Yeah, I've never been big on those. They're okay.
Yeah. They're okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
There's so many other cookies that are much more fun.
I agree.
I mean, they're probably better for you than some of the other cookies that we would put ahead on that list.
Yes and no, I think. You know what I had the other day? I tried, I like Greek yogurt, and they had a Chobani Greek yogurt with steel-cut oats in it. And I thought,
I think I saw that in the store.
I tried it.
Did you have to add the steel oats or was
it
already
it's already in there.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's already in there.
Hmm.
And no, I didn't like it.
Do you like steel cut oats though
in
a bowl?
I do.
Morning cereal?
Yeah. I like oatmeal and I do like that. But no, I didn't like it.
Didn't do it for you.
No,
huh?
Not at all. It was just like the oats with the yogurt. It just
Were they kind of really soggy or was there any kind of
it was soggy.
See, that's
exactly
the problem.
It was totally soggy and it just tasted ugh. I didn't like it.
We're qualifying
Bob,
people, right?
No, not a call yet, but Bob had an oatmeal cookie for lunch.
Oh, he did?
Oh, it's J-Dog. Hi, J-Dog. You had an oatmeal cookie?
With 101 degree fever, by the way.
What, you're sick?
I'm sick.
Oh, I can hear it in his voice. But he's a dedicated broadcaster. Right. They don't make him like that anymore.
That's terrible. I feel bad.
That's all right.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got a 10-hour day today, too, because I've got the Monarchs tonight. So 6:45 pregame as they take on the Portland Pirates. It's game four of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals for the Calder Cup playoffs. We'll have it for you tonight at 6:45. Ken Kale live from CIA. That's Cross Insurance Arena in downtown Portland. But I had a oatmeal cookie among the things I had for lunch today. But, yeah, 101 degree fever. The great ones play hurt. I'll be all right.
Put me in, coach.
You better be okay for next week's taco tour.
Oh, he'll be better for that.
Oh, I'm looking at the poster right now because I saw in the Hippo, and some of the tacos are still to be announced. But I've got a good feeling I know what they're going to be because Baked has a taco to be announced. So does Doogie's Bar and Grill. They think it's going to be the Mango Tango Beef, though, but they haven't listed what the ingredients are. But I have a good feeling if it's Mango Tango Beef, there's going to be mango and beef in it.
I would think so.
Just a hunch.
If you have the latest issue of the Hippo, as J-Dog obviously does, if you open up the center spread, there's a big map of downtown Manchester, rather, Elm Street, and like little thumbtacks pointing to all the participating restaurants, including Midtown Cafe, which is number 29.
What is the Red Arrow serving, Mike?
The Red Arrow is, you had to ask me that, huh? Now I got to find it on the map here.
Pulled pork taco. It's a pulled, pulled pork.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's a pulled pork taco with caramelized onions and coleslaw.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
But we can always change that to oatmeal cookies if you want, Carol.
Just as long as it's not steel cut oats in yogurt.
In yogurt, yeah, no.
You know what yogurt flavor I just discovered recently is key lime pie.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so what I did is I put a little some crumbles of I wanted to do graham crackers. Granola, yeah. Because it got kind of the same flavor, and that was perfect.
Yum.
It's like having the crust from the key lime pie.
That sounds really
highly
good.
Recommend it.
Yeah, yummy.
Are we 866-823-1077, right?
Yep, we are. And we qualify for we're taking calls for Mother's Day contest. Grand prize winner is going to win an overnight stay at the Gunstock Inn in Guilford, complete with dinner and spa services. If you're caller number six, we're going to give you, just for being caller number six right now, you'll be a qualifier, and you'll also receive a $20 gift certificate to Express Jewelry Center. And we'll be picking the grand prize winner on Friday morning, May 8th. And we have Kevin from Manchester on. Hi, Kevin.
He's not on, but he qualified. So.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he qualified. Okay. So, Kevin, very good.
Yep.
So he's the winner. Okay.
He's the winner, and he's a qualifier as well. They're going to Express Jewelry Center, and he has a $20 gift certificate. We'll be mailing that out to him by the end of the week.
Awesome.
Nice.
Very
all right.
Good.
Thank you very much,
Kevin.
J-Dog. Sorry, I don't feel so well, my man.
I'll be all right.
But those tacos are looming largely. Next Thursday evening, the world's largest taco tour, as claimed by the Hippo, is next Thursday from 4 until 9. And it looks like we'll be broadcasting at street level, right?
We are. We're going to be at right up on Elm Street, right outside of the Beacon Building.
And we invite any of our friends that work on the Pulse to join us for the broadcast.
Well, J-Dog is going to be walking around sampling the tacos, so either he'll be calling in to us, or he'll be coming over and seeing us. And
no,
you know,
phone
so
calls. He's got to come over and see us.
Yeah, I'll see you guys. Yeah.
Well, that'll help with your exercise too.
Absolutely.
Back and forth,
I can't just eat all those tacos. Yeah, I can't just sit around and eat four tacos. I got to, because it's as you said, it's over 41 restaurants. You just got to move. You just got to keep going to the next one, eat, go to the next one, and that's how you burn off all the calories. So.
Okay, so your like when you look at the whole list, J-Dog, which is the one that you are like just the most anxious to go and see?
Let's see, because I know some of the Ben and Jerry's is going to have a Choco Taco, and a couple of the other restaurants are going to have like a dessert taco, like Lala's Hungarian Restaurant's going to have the Transylvanian Dessert Taco.
I'm looking at that right now.
Dessert Taco.
It's a soft shell taco made with a crepe filled with your choice of cherry or blueberry filling. So.
Whoa.
The one that I'm looking forward to the most, I haven't really had pulled chicken in a long time, so the Midtown Cafe, because the pulled chicken is going to have homemade pico de gallo with fresh sharp cheddar cheese and lettuce, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. So, because you have pulled pork all the time, and
And just to help you with your pronunciation, because when you go in, and someday when you go to Mexico, it's pico de gallo.
De gallo, that's right.
I know it looks like
pico de gallo.
Gallo, but... well, there you go.
Pico de gallo.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, it's 20 past. We're going to kind of take a little lap through the magazine here, the Hippo, because their 50 favorite restaurants have been listed.
Yes.
So maybe we're waiting on the mayor.
We are waiting on the mayor. So we can chat about that for a little bit.
Yeah, until he.
You want, right?
I was thinking maybe run down, say, the top 10.
Yeah.
This is voted by people that read the Hippo. And maybe we can comment a little bit because you've been to a lot of these places, Carol, so you will probably recognize them. Number 10 on the Hippo top list of favorite restaurants, the top 50, number 10 is Firefly American Bistro and Bar on Concord Street, you know, just about two or three blocks away from here.
Very good brunch.
I will say, I've never had brunch there.
And they have a Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, they got my attention now.
Great. Bloody Mary bar. Like, you know, they fill your glass up with ice and vodka, and you go right over to the bar, and you fill it up with, they have a ton of stuff.
Really?
Yes.
I will say,
very good.
I've never had a bad meal there. And a lot of times we'll go after we've been to the Palace Theater.
Yeah.
It's just a quick block.
It's a nice casual.
Oh,
they have a great menu, a different array of things. Very good.
We were there one night after the show had let out at the Palace Theater, and the entire cast was over there. It was opening night for whatever show we saw.
Cool.
So they were all seated amongst us, and they were very loud and very rowdy, and it was a fun time.
That's cool.
All right, what do we got for number 9?
Number 9. Oh, well, Daryl's a mine favorite. The Copper Door. We live right around the corner from it, unfortunately.
Or fortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, depending.
And yeah, Copper Door, you know, I think it's great. I love the atmosphere, you know, casual again.
Upscale casual, I think, is how Tom would describe it.
Yes. You know, menu is, you know, I think it's a great menu. You know, they have a bar menu, and then they have actually three different menus, because they always have like a springtime menu, you know, that's
sure.
You know, whatever the season is.
Don't you like that kind of casual open area where they have couches, and then they have like high tops?
That's called the
Roost.
And
then they have the bar. The Roost.
The Roost.
And you can order off of that particular menu or whatever.
And you know what I like there, too, is the big block table.
Yes.
It's like a, you know, family-style table.
Yes.
That, you know, and on a Friday or Saturday night, you'll see like, you know, eight different, well, not probably not eight, it's not that big, but three or four different, you know, parties that all sit together at that big table.
Yes.
I love that.
And a couple of small function rooms that'll hold maybe 30 to 50 people.
Yes.
So it's not overwhelming. So that's the Copper Door at number 9. Now, Mayor Gatzes has just arrived, so we should take a break. We can pick up on this at another time.
Definitely can. We can even pick it up with the mayor.
That's very true.
We may be able to do that. So. We can maybe get his take on, you know, what he thinks or whatever. But that'll be good. All right.
Cool.
You're listening to Food for Thought, and the Mayor Gatzes is in the house. We're going to be serving him lunch. So stay tuned and see who's here serving him lunch. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, and the green room is packed again, and it is our Thursday segment, Lunch with the Mayor, so welcome Mayor Gatzes.
Carol, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, just barely getting over the ribs that we had last week, and here you are having me in for another lunch.
Of course, we love having you here for lunch.
Gotta get his microphone.
We're adjusting up his microphone for him. I think it might be his controls down there too, right there.
It's nice that we're so prepared here.
I know this is not too cool.
Yeah, just get a little bit closer to the microphone if you would, sir.
Nothing
in the headphones.
Look at that going here for you.
Okay, Mike, you talk. And I'll fix it.
All right, you go ahead.
There we go. I got it now.
You got it going on now?
I got it going now.
All right, very cool. So what we try to do is we try to bring something that's that maybe you haven't had before. All the last week, Casey's Rib Shack, that was a home run, right?
That was a home run.
All right, we're going to expose you
the
today.
The week before was a home run.
Yeah.
You need to do it a little slower so we hit some singles and doubles for us instead of just these home runs.
Does Gerard feed you?
No, I don't. No.
Of course he doesn't. We feed him.
We're all about the food. All right, Carol, do you want to bring in our...
That's what I'm going to do.
So I also made... You had some candied variety of nuts that I made, and you had just a couple of them just to kind of whet your appetite for the Mexican food.
You did a good job. I'm sure we'll be auctioning these off at some function somewhere. Whoa.
Take a look at that.
All right, now.
You want to slip over to the microphone so we can chat? I've not met our provider of the food today. That looks dandy. Boy, does that look healthy.
Looks real healthy.
Well, let's welcome on Carlo from Puerto Vallarta Mexican Restaurant. He's one of our newer sponsors for the show. And Carlo, can you tell us what you brought for the mayor today?
Nice and close to the microphone, sir.
Yeah. Very delicious shrimp cocktail.
It's a shrimp cocktail. Now, have you ever seen a shrimp cocktail like that? Oh, he can't talk. No. Mayor can't talk because his problem. Mouth is
well, full. It's in a large globe-like glass that you might even have a margarita in.
I think that they do serve margaritas in that glass, right,
yes,
Carlo?
I serve the margaritas do in you? That glass.
Nice.
Excellent.
Thank you, sir.
Really healthy, too.
So, Carlo, what is in there? Yeah. Like when you say, usually people don't get like a shrimp cocktail that looks like that. So
yes.
It looks a little different. I am going to take a picture of it so we can put it on foodforthoughtnh.com.
It's almost like a salsa.
Yeah, it's a special salsa. It's
A gazpacho, maybe?
Gazpacho, yes.
Yeah, it looks like a gazpacho.
It's almost like between the two of them, and there's some big shrimp in here. It's got oranges and limes and pineapples and healthy.
Avocado.
Yeah. Avocado.
And it's not hot.
No.
It is not spicy, which is good.
So is there no jalapenos in there or anything?
It comes jalapenos, but no, a lot. It's just,
not a lot. Yeah. Just a little
Just right
bit.
Flavor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very, very good.
Nice.
And let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening at Puerto Vallarta on Tuesday. Is like your biggest, probably, is it your biggest day of the year at Puerto Vallarta?
Actually, I have my the big day is for my anniversary in September.
Your anniversary,
yeah,
okay.
But Cinco de Mayo is a big day, yeah. So everybody go there. It's crazy day. So
what is going to be happening there special that day?
A special. Oh, how about a lot of specials? Margaritas, $5
margarita.
$5 margaritas.
I can't have margaritas on my diet, though. I'm staring at Rocco right now.
No, you can have Jamaican margaritas because they're half the calories. Do you make a Jamaican margarita?
We make a Jamaican margaritas with fresh lime juice.
Yeah.
We don't use sour mix.
Good. That's about half the calories, I think, as a normal margarita would be if you do the Jamaican version. And not everybody knows how to make one. So, of course, you need to know because that's what you do. And you probably have all the great tequilas.
I have all tequilas.
Patron, and you've got Monados, and I mean, so many different
kinds. Oh, yeah. You have all different kinds
all
over
different
there.
Kinds, yes.
And then you're also going to be having entertainment that day as well, right? Is this going to be outside or is it going to be inside?
All
inside
I can tell you
out,
is this shrimp cocktail is something that you, when you start eating it, you can't stop. So don't mind me if I don't jump into your conversation.
We do this to him every week. We give him great food. How did lunch with the mayor go? I don't know. He didn't talk today.
Well, when we're talking to the restaurant, you know, that's
extremely healthy.
It is.
Yeah,
so Mrs. Gatsis will be happy, and so will
Absolutely.
Sam.
Take some pictures.
Mayor, did you went in my restaurant?
I haven't been, but I'm going to come.
Oh, you can come next.
I'm going to come by.
Next week, maybe?
Next week, we'll be by. Oh. Maybe we'll feature you as our business of the week next week on
there
Thursday.
There you go.
Oh.
What's your favorite food?
You don't have to worry. You can't tell now, but I never refused food in the past.
How's you healthy right now?
I'm healthy as a horse right now.
He's eating healthy. Oh. He's eating healthy. That's why I thought that would be like a great dish for him to try.
Mike, you ought
and
to
it
try
looks
this.
So
it's
nice.
It's really good, but I don't have another spoon.
I noticed that. I'm afraid he could break my hand if I tried to reach over. But I thought I saw some more out there, correct, Carlo?
Yes.
And
yes.
Is there as much shrimp in that the rest of that as they put in the mayors, or did you put extra? You put extra in the mayors.
Yeah,
you're not normally going to get 25 shrimp in one of these things, right?
Yeah. So, Carlo, what else can you tell us a little bit? You know, how did you get into the restaurant business? Because, you know, Carlo he's from Puerto Vallarta. And tell them what you used to do when you were in Puerto Vallarta.
In Puerto Vallarta?
Well, what you are, actually.
Yeah.
Not a restaurant owner. What?
In my restaurant.
Well, in Puerto Vallarta, what was your profession that you did?
I am dentist in Puerto Vallarta.
He's a dentist.
You're a dentist?
Yes,
he's a
dentist. I'm a dentist.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
But my brother, he's the owner of Puerto Vallarta, so I helped my brother right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you cook as well, or are you just kind of the like the investor, or do you work in the restaurant also, or do you practice dentistry?
No, here.
Not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, in Mexico, yeah.
He works at work at Puerto Vallarta. He works behind the bar. He's manager. You know, he runs it. He runs it. He's what you would call the general manager.
Yeah.
And
boy, but it's great to have that medical training to fall back on, you know, if you decide that.
I know. When I found out he was a dentist, yeah. I was like, no way. That's like a great story.
But, do you have any teeth that need looking at while you're here, Mayor?
Let me tell you, this is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very, very, very good.
Well, you know, Puerto Vallarta,
I'm sure
it's...
you can put other things than shrimp in there.
Sorry?
You could put other things...
Other seafood, maybe?
Other seafood in here.
I can.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very good.
Like, I can put octopus, scallops.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, you like octopus, right?
Yes,
man?
I do.
It's from the Greek Greek culture. Wow.
But I would tell you, get another spoon because it's... That's coming with me, so you better get something for me.
Yeah, do you like margaritas, Mayor? Do you ever have them?
Once in a while, I'll indulge.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. They're, you know.
They're lethal, too.
They are. So usually I go on a chichi when I'm in the islands and have a chichi when I first arrive.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's a pina colada with vodka instead of.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
I make that.
You do? Colada. Ah, okay.
Yeah. All right. With tequila, vodka.
Whatever. Oh, all right. What is this? This is a shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail.
That's the way you order it.
Yeah.
All right. We are in studio with the mayor. We're having lunch with the mayor. And Carlo from Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill is here serving him lunch. And he's serving him a shrimp cocktail, which looks fantastic. You can check them out on the web at PortaVallartaMGrill.com. And, you know, Tuesday is Cinco de Mayo, so Tuesday, May 5th, Rockin' Ron is going to be playing outside. Yeah. It's going on from 4 to 8. There's going to be food, drink specials, and music. And the rock in that Rockin' Ron is our very own Rocco Boulay, so from Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. So
I got to admit, that's Cassandra's birthday, Cinco de Mayo.
Is it?
Is it?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know if you've made dinner plans yet, but
can't have dinner plans that day. We've got an automatic meeting.
Oh, that's right. Gosh. Oh, and the big Uber debate will probably be front and center on that one,
probably.
Right?
Probably.
Stop in Puerto Vallarta and we can sing. We can celebrate there.
Guess what? I'd much rather be singing and celebrating than where I'll be.
Yeah, he's got to run a meeting that night, so I don't know how long. When do those things usually get out, the meetings? Late sometimes, huh?
Sometimes very late.
Yeah.
Sometimes very, very late.
Well, you could always adjourn over to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll see. All right. Well, you know, I think we need to take a short break. And, Carlo, thank you for bringing lunch for the mayor.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So nice
Thanks
to meet you.
Much, Carlo. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank
All
right.
So glad to see you next week.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. And stay tuned. We'll be right back. And hopefully the mayor has stopped eating and we can chat with the mayor. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Food for Thought. We're in the first hour, and what fun we've had so far. It's 12:41 The Pulse, WTPL 107.7, and we're brought to you by Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill on 2nd Street in Manchester. And put it in the calendar, the mayor will be there next week sometime.
The week after, he said.
Oh, the week after, yeah. Got to kind of schedule things
week.
Out. Sure,
also. Meaning.
Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. So that's how you get a shrimp cocktail the Mexican way at Puerto Vallarta. Man, that was good, wasn't
Excellent.
It?
Excellent. Very, very good.
Here, so what I don't get is why there's saltine crackers around the edges, though, because, you know, I don't want to, you know, I just want the stuff that's in the bowl.
Well, I think it's because usually saltines are served with shrimp cocktail.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Hmm. The cocktail sauce.
You must be hanging out at the high-end places, because I don't see that usually. It could very well be. But the Uber discussion continues. I know that's going to be a big topic next week, if we can just hit a little bit of business while you're here.
Sure.
For those that don't know, it's a on-demand taxi service that's completely different, a whole different business model than the traditional taxis as we think of them. The city has, what, 18 traditional cabs, I think?
Cab drivers, it's just about that. That's how many cabs are out on the street, but certainly it's a much different model, and it's something that it's new, and sometimes people want to talk about it, and certainly the aldermen have expressed an interest to make sure that the safety concerns by the chief of police has been addressed and go from there.
Yeah, we had some state official actually write a piece in the Today's Union Leader, the editorial page. Amanda, I can't think of her last name.
Bolden?
I think that's right. And she used it and was very pleased with it and wrote quite, I thought, eloquently about it. So the debate will continue. And if you can get every, you know, again, your job is to, excuse me, broker the peace and bring the parties together. See if you can make everybody happy and get it into the city. It's used, I think, a lot by younger people, which, you know, the state of New Hampshire is one of the oldest aging out populations in the state. So this might help a little bit, I think, in that regard.
Well, you know, let's not forget, and certainly the folks that need a cab every single day to get to work or get to the doctor's office, sure. Do not have a smartphone, don't have a credit card.
Right.
And certainly those, you know, we've got to keep those people in mind because they're very important to our society. But again, it's a new concept, and let's see if we can't work it out. It's been worked out in different communities. I know that Governor Baker has just come forward with a piece of legislation in Massachusetts that I assume that everybody's agreed to, and he's bringing that forward. I think it's right now either in the House and the Senate to have that discussion and move it forward so that there are licenses throughout the state of Massachusetts. So there are communities that are talking about it.
And, you know, for those people out there that don't exactly know what Uber is, let's maybe talk about that a little bit, isn't it? Because I'm not even exactly quite sure myself, but it's a smart, you use your smartphone, right? And people, anybody can be, is it be an Uber? Is that what it is?
To be a driver, you've got to qualify. They have qualifications that you've got to submit and certainly applications and everything else. And we just want to make sure that those applications and safety standards that they have coincide with what we have here in the city.
Right.
But you could be right here on your, you could look at the app, and on the app it will show you that there are three cars that are within a block of you or whatever, and you hit the ride and it shows you the registration number of the car and the person's face, and you get on and you hit a couple of buttons after your ride and they get paid by credit card and that's it. But you've got to register with Uber so that they have your credit card information. And you go from there.
Oh, I see.
The cars have to be under 10 years old. I think that the drivers themselves have higher liability standards than just average drivers. I think that's part of it. No?
Again, that's something that they're going to feather out in the discussions that we have in the next few days, and hopefully we can bring something back to the full board that makes a lot of sense for the people of Manchester.
I was thinking about our city a couple days ago. You know, terrible things happening in Baltimore and the position. It must put a mayor or all city and state officials in, I'm sure that your heart goes out to the people because you run a good-sized city, and we've never seen anything like that here. But it could happen anywhere if the wrong things happen at the wrong time. Look at Ferguson, Missouri. I think it's probably smaller than Manchester. I don't think we have that kind of discord in our city, but I don't know.
Well, again, I have a lot of respect for our police officers. I think they do a great job. I think they're respectful of the citizens of Manchester. You know, sometimes there are actions that may be questionable, but nothing to the extent of what we've seen in Missouri or in Baltimore. And certainly I know that they're out there protecting every citizen in the city. So, you know, they do a great job. And, you know, I think right now what we're facing, not only in Manchester, New Hampshire, but throughout this great country, is this heroin epidemic. And we've got to do something about it because every day there's another tragedy, I think.
It is just awful. It's just.
Yeah, I think that obituary that I read, and I think that was probably the most heart-wrenching obituary I've ever read from a father that put out on the street about
Mommy.
His daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was awful.
So, you know, we've got to do something about that. We're working on it right now. I'm meeting with a few judges to see if we can get drug court here in Hillsborough North so that we have a program that we can get these folks into, because what we're seeing is that, you know, when somebody's out there and creates a crime, they become a felon. And once they become a felon and they're in jail, it's not because they got caught with the drug, but it certainly was an effect that the drug caused them to create the crime.
Right.
And then they're out there and can't get a job because they're a felon. So, again, the circle just continues.
It's a whole circle. It just, you're right. Oh, my goodness.
So hopefully we can address that and get something done and, you know, maybe my timelines move a lot quicker than a lot of other people's, but I think that, you know, when we've identified a problem, we know what that problem is. Let's put something in place that we attempt to fix it, and if it's not perfect, we'll make it better in the future. But let's at least get started so that people have some hope of that there is a recovery process in place.
We're certainly a city of increasing ethnicities, which makes it an interesting place to live. And again, I was thinking about that with the Nepal earthquake in Kathmandu last week. I think there's a fairly good representation of Nepalese here in Manchester, correct?
I've certainly participated, and certainly last summer they had a barbecue that I was at, or the summer before maybe, and it was out in Bedford, and they did a great job, and you get to eat some of the ethnic foods that you might not be familiar with, but they do a good job with it, and certainly they're a very giving people. And certainly my heart good prayers go out to their families, because mm-hmm. I'm sure it is a monumental distraction that they have in their lives right now, worrying about their loved ones and if they're all right.
On a lighter side, it was good of you to come today, because I know you originally had a haircut scheduled for this time.
Well, I was fortunate that they moved it. They did it last night, so I guess we got two birds with one stone. But I'm glad I came, because the haircut. The shrimp cocktail is just is awesome.
Here's what I love is you were telling me you've been going to the same person, barber, stylist, whatever they wish to be called, for 32 years.
Yeah. I'm usually.
What is the name of it?
I'm sorry?
What is the name of it?
The Mad Hatter.
The Mad Hatter.
Up on Valley Street. They used to be on, where were they before that? They were somewhere else before that. Then they moved to Valley Street, and I've been there ever since. And they're great people, and certainly they're out there supporting causes. I had called them to see if they would help the cosmetology school at MST, because they were looking to raise some money to go off to California to participate in some competition, and she got a couple of other spas that young ladies that left her and went to work somewhere else to participate. The Chill Day Spa was one of them, and Arcadia was the other one. Certainly they participated and helped MST out, and that's a great thing.
That's awesome.
A lot of great things always happening in the city, new restaurants, new places to go. What about what's known as the Gaslight District? What's going on? It seems like nothing is progressing that far, and I don't even know how many players are involved in that. The section, between the Verizon and the ballpark, essentially that general area.
Well, I don't know. You go down a couple of those streets on a Thursday night.
Jumping.
And you might think of something different, because there's a couple of spots down there that are pretty active. And you can see, the interesting thing is on a busy night, you can see the foot traffic that's moving around the city down Elm Street. And, they'll go past Merrimack Street, and they'll go into Murphy's, and then down a couple of the side streets on Depot Street and pick up the activity that's in some of mm-hmm. those folks down there. So there's a lot of activity in the city, and the great thing is people say, well, how can you go so close to somebody? But right now, when you're seeing the closeness, there's a migration of folks that move around during the course of the city, and they're visiting different places, and that's a great thing for all businesses.
It is interesting. Fisher Cats, I was looking, they had like 5,000, almost 5,000 people yesterday for their game. And early in the season, it's kind of tough because weather isn't all that great. We have a new hockey team. I think they'll still be called the Monarchs, though,
they
correct?
Are. Name is the same. Colors are the same.
Different league, so.
Different league, but, I think that it's probably going to be a league that you'll see a lot more excitement, because these are young men that want to make it into the NHL and, or get to the AAA team, and certainly you're going to see them very aggressive.
They're hungrier.
Yes, they are.
Perhaps.
So is it like a different league? Are they higher league?
Or a lower league.
It's a little bit lower league, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of surprising that the Monarchs kept their American Hockey League franchise here for all those years, considering we're 3,000 miles from the parent club, the LA Kings. Because I know there was a lot of talk for several years about it.
To move them, yeah. And there's no question, and, certainly we should be very thankful if people remember back some 40 years ago, the Blackhawks were in Manchester, and they used to play at JFK, and they'd get 3,000 people back when, there were a few teams in the state. There was a team up in Berlin, a team in Concord, a team in Nashua, and, boy, they used to have some pretty serious hockey. And, Manchester youth hockey was one of the largest youth hockey leagues in the entire country. So the passion for hockey is in this town. I think you will find that the brand of hockey that they'll be playing in the Verizon is going to be just as good as what we've seen in the past, and certainly a lot of players that are going to be part of the local fabric to the city. And I know that that Matt's going to do a great job being the GM and making sure that they're out there visiting different places in the city.
Well, I mean, it's a franchise that it's probably, I would guess, the largest tenants at the Verizon Wireless Arena. I mean, it would be a killer to lose, 40 dates a year just like that.
Well, they are, but I think, you take a look at that billboard outside the Verizon, and Tim Beckert's doing a great job.
Isn't he,
there's a lot of groups that are coming in, and certainly they are a big attribute to being an anchor in the city along with the ballpark baseball team. And, people come into those venues, and they're out eating dinner and visiting the downtown, and that's a great thing.
Now, next Thursday, will we see you, Thursday the 7th, will we see you walking around the streets of Manchester having some tacos?
Oh, the Hippo Taco.
The Hippo Taco Tour.
At night.
Yeah,
yes.
4 to 8.
Yes. You will see me, but I'll be here before that to visit you.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You'll be having lunch with us.
Yes. Again, boy, oh boy, I might be doing this every Thursday.
Could probably arrange that.
Wait till you see who's coming next week.
All right.
Do I even know who that
nope,
is?
Nope, you don't know.
Really? Are you afraid I'm going to tell the mayor?
No, but
he was trying to break the news on this one before they even started. So I keep it from him.
Right?
I keep it from him.
He even announced it yesterday on the radio.
Oh, he did?
He did.
I did. I said the mayor should not be listening to us at this time of the day. He's got bigger fish to fry. I think we're safe.
He could be listening at his desk on his computer.
He
you
could
never
be.
Know.
Either
you
that
never
or
know.
I could be in Elm Street and I could hear it outside.
Well, that's
building.
That's right.
So do we need to call you an Uber cab here to get you back to the office?
No, I think I can find my way.
Well, Mayor Ted Gatz is always bringing some fun and an appetite, and we're doing our best to give you reasonably healthy food, but tasty at the same time.
That's right.
I tell you, you guys have not missed a beat from one week to the next, because this one is as good as last week, and last week was as good as the first one.
And it's a nice variety, too. We've been giving you
variety.
A nice
it's
variety.
Really good, yeah.
But would you tell us if it wasn't good?
I might tell you after the show.
Yeah. That's right. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, Mr.
Absolutely.
Mayor.
Right. Well, you have a great day, everybody.
We sure will.
Thank
and
you
as well,
much.
Sir. We'll see you next week here on the Food for Thought program, The Pulse. We're at 12:55. We're going to take a break and come back on the other side with one of my favorite weeklies, Donna's Delight.
In Delaware.
Out of control.
She is out of control. She's so fun. All right, stay tuned. Food for Thought. I'll be right back. Bye.